Some Americans may turn to the 19th century fictional character Hans Brinker when they think of ice skating in Holland. Yet several paintings in this exhibition demonstrate that skating was indeed a beloved pastime in the 17th century Dutch Republic. This is still true today. Not only does the Netherlands produce speed skating champions, the Dutch continue to revel in periodic cold snaps when the canals that connect city and countryside freeze over. Many Dutch artists specialized in particular types of paintings, like still life or landscape, but Hendrik Overkamp was unusual for his pinpoint focus on winter outdoor activity. But then again, he did live during the so-called Little Ice Age, a century-long period from about 1560 to 1650 that included unusually cold winters. And he was not alone. There are six other paintings in the exhibition that focus on these cold winters. In Overkamp's painting, one of the first things you notice is the gray sky that merges with the icy horizon line in the distance. People from all walks of life have come out on the streets and waterways of their village on a cold, snowy, misty winter's day. On the left, you can see a well-dressed woman with a high hairdo conversing with three equally well-dressed men. Two men in front of them lean down to strap on their skates, and just to their right, a more modestly and warmly dressed couple glides carefully across the ice in their shoes. She is wearing the long hooded cape known as a huik, H-U-I-K, which was still popular in the early decades of the 17th century and was defined by regional variations. On the right side of the frozen river, you will see two others, including the so-called Brabant hooded cape, with a round top surmounted by an upright attachment, as well as a duck-billed variant. The crowd is enjoying a multitude of activities. A hole in the ice on the right suggests ice fishing. The fisherman is nearby with the tools of his trade on a sled. On the left and right, pairs of young dandies play golf, an early version of golf slash hockey. There's even a sailing boat rigged up on blades, which has caught a fine blast of wind. Continuing the nautical theme, both sides of the riverbank, which for once are easily connected by the ice, sport outhouses that seem to be constructed out of discarded boat prows. Next to the inn on the right-hand side, you can even spy someone doing their business in a rather public way, in the midst of all the festivities.